Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville for all your food plot growing needs. Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your hunting and fishing needs. And My Firearms ETS for all your firearms education, training, and supply needs. Wow, we fill a lot of needs there, don't we? You're listening to The Outdoor Show right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. I'm Tom Medendorp, and I'm here with Dave Lommer of Advantage Marine with those competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. We're pre-recorded, so hold your calls until next week, but listen in because we got lots of info for you today.
You bet.
So, being that we're pre-recorded, we'll just say this afternoon, how's it going this afternoon? It's a beautiful day. Have you had any chance to enjoy it, Dave?
Not a whole lot, unless you call sitting out in the sun. I did actually work on a boat, so.
Out in the sun?
Yeah, out in the sun. Hey, I just keep reminding myself this beats the heck out of the white stuff down and freezing.
This is, well.
I know you being a hunter and all that stuff, and like my son loves the ice fish. I don't care. I'll still take 80, 90 degrees over 10 degrees and 20 degrees.
I'm still not sure about the ice fishing thing. You know, as Rodney said when Rodney was a little bit larger, since he had his back surgery, we had him on last week, and since he had his back surgery, he's not as large as he used to be. But one time my boys and I, we asked him, why don't you take us to these places you're telling us about that we could go catch fish? And he says, oh, no, I don't do the ice. I said, what? He says, oh, yeah, if God wanted me to walk on water, he'd have made me his only son. And that's not the case.
Okay, that's a good point. But, no, there's a lot of people that like to do it.
This is true. But when they're out there on the ice fishing, then their boat has to be stored, has to be winterized, has to be taken care of so things don't happen to it. I know bad things happen to boats every winter.
Yeah, we saw that again the way the spring went, I'd say this summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everybody started late getting their boats out. But
yeah, no, we
cracked blocks and other things?
Yep.
That's always a bugger.
Yeah.
That's always a bugger.
You know, and you feel bad. I mean, you know, I'm in the business, obviously, but
you still feel for them.
Well, yeah. You know, I've made the comment to a lot of people, I'm no different than a doctor. I got to make my living off other people's misery. That doesn't mean I wish it on them.
This is true.
But
yeah, you can't have that.
No, but, you know, that leads in it. You know, obviously it's the stern drive stuff that normally cracks.
And, right, because it doesn't drain by itself.
No, and this is where, you know, where it happened that the guy just basically forgot. He didn't hardly use the boat last year and just forgot about it.
Oh, no.
And never gave it a thought.
Oh, golly.
He managed to unwinterize it from the year before and never gave it a thought.
About re-winterizing it.
Yep. Because he basically didn't use the boat.
Right. Oh, that's a bugger.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I don't wish it on anybody, but unfortunately it happens. But that leads into two, you know.
But that's why we got you in here.
Well, yeah. You know, and the other thing I was going to say in that regard, there is a lot of people out there that do winterize them themselves. And I've seen where they made the mistake. And what I said, you know, whether you bring it to me or down the road to somebody else, when you really break down to it, a basic winterize, $140, $150 if you don't change your oil. I mean,
right.
That all of a sudden becomes cheap insurance compared to the thousands of dollars you spend if you happen to do it wrong. You know,
yeah. Even if you were to drop a rebuild in for just a four cylinder, 140 horse, you're going to talk what, 35 to 4?
Yeah, because there's something with the four cylinder. Basically, everything you get comes almost like a complete motor.
Uh huh.
Because they've had issues with them, not even from the standpoint of freezing them, but cracked, head problems. A lot of the stuff, they come with new distributors in them. They come more complete.
Uh-huh.
So you're still up in that $3,000 for like a 3-liter four-cylinder.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a killer.
Yeah. You know, whereas you can get, you got more labor, but you can get the V6s and the V8s. You know, I'll just use Jasper as an example, mid twos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, if it is froze, they're going to charge you core charge, which puts it up a lot, but not a lot, a little more.
But that's for the core that they can't use because
right.
it's cracked.
Right. You know, whereas the mercury stuff is a little more money, you know.
But it says mercury.
Well, but the other thing is it does come a little more complete. It does come a little more complete.
Oh,
than
from
mercury.
Okay. They give you more of the stuff all done, ready to go. So you have less labor involved in
a little
installing.
Less labor.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, but a lot of times it's, I average about $400 or $500. So
well, I know.
That's where you look at and say, well, I mean, I give the people the choice. I mean.
Right. Well, yeah, you give them opportunity to choose which one they want.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, what they prefer or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go from there, but. It's kind of hard to imagine we're talking about winterizing, but we are talking about Labor Day weekend.
Well, it's gone against every grain in my body. Last year was the first year I actually winterized something before Labor Day. It used to be
really?
I just leave them set there. This year, we've already done, I think, a half a dozen watercrafts.
People are just done.
Yeah, and we've done at least three or four boats. You know, like,
really?
Not like one guy was having surgery, so he was...
He was done for the year.
He was done.
So might as well get this done, don't have to worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then some of the other ones, I think some of it is they have kids, they're in sports, football's this weekend, high school football. I think it gets into the middle of August, they basically, their weekends are tied up with chasing their kids with sports.
This is true.
But like I said, it's just for years. It just, every grain in my body, I would not winterize a boat. Even if they brought it, I just kind of let it set there. But
wait till after Labor Day.
After Labor Day, but.
Just didn't want to see the season end.
No, and you know too, I'm a boater.
Yep.
You know, unless it's too rough out there, I'll be out there fishing again, going after the salmon, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did, you know, we're recording this early, so the sun's shining, and we haven't even seen the football games yet.
Yeah.
So we can't report on what happened.
Yeah, a little hard to do.
But the weather showed for rain. So it could be raining right now while we're talking, and we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we know, but we're not able to tell you about
right.
it.
Right, right.
We're not on the radio, because we are pre-recorded. But, you know, when you see the season end like this, it gets kind of disappointing.
It is. It is. I mean, like I said, I love it. I love summer. It goes so quick.
Right. But when you got a boat and you Memorial Day to Labor Day, that's our season, you know, for the most part. And then you have something go wrong when it comes to winterizing. Now you're going to put, let's say you got to put $3,000 into it. Well, you just spent $1,000 a month just to have the boat because you only had 3 months to work with.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
It is, you know. That's why, like I said, there's, you know, I tell more stories of other people that, you know, did stuff themselves, whether they got lucky and didn't get the exhaust manifolds. Unfortunately, they blocked, they got drained. But usually what happens is, I mean, it's probably the only boat they do, you know, so they're not as familiar as us technicians are that do it every fall.
Right.
And... Yeah, sand's blocking or whatever, and they open up the drain, and it doesn't drain. They think, oh, it's empty. Well, it was plugged with sand. You know,
so
that's
the water's
usually
still stuck.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I'll repeat, $140, $150, even $160 becomes cheap insurance. So, you know, that's where, hey, you know, let the professionals do it.
Hey, you know? You think about it, cheap insurance is a lot cheaper than insurance when you buy insurance, and then when you claim something, and then they turn around and they raise your deductible and
yep.
raise your rate,
yep.
and you wonder, why did I have insurance?
Yeah.
use the insurance that's much cheaper. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about the details of how we do that winterizing and so on in just a moment. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Jennison store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Contact Tom Medendorp at 616-218-7328. Upcoming classes are scheduled. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, but we're pre-recorded today, and we're talking about all your boating needs this morning. And when I say all your boating needs, well, right now we're out there boating and we're having fun, and maybe it's raining this morning, but we're pre-recorded, so we can't tell you about it. It's sun shining while we're recording. But if we're out there doing all our boating and stuff, Advantage Marine has everything we need, doesn't it? Don't you have everything we need, Dave?
Sure.
As you're watching my stuff fall over here.
Well, from a mechanical standpoint, or we can usually get our hands on it real quick.
But you've got all your those little things, like people lose the drain plugs. You've got all that stuff. It's not like a
we don't have a storefront. I don't want to sit there.
Yeah, not like a recreation store.
Yeah, don't come in looking for life jackets and
right.
You know, but like I said, yeah, the drain plugs and
the stuff to make your boat run.
Yep. You know, obviously we've got.
You got the gear oil and you get the motor oil and you got all the stuff that goes with it.
And the gas additives, you know.
Yep.
So
the gas additives to fix that ethanol problem, sucking up all that water.
Yeah. You know, and the only thing else I guess touch on, like, you know, we were talking stern drive stuff yet, engine oil.
Is that something you would change in the fall?
I would rather I do my own.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any contaminants in there, there happens to be moisture. You know, if you change it in the fall, now you got fresh oil sitting in there. And the other thing is, it's one less thing you got to deal with when comes springtime and all of a sudden you want to use the boat.
You're excited and you want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same thing with gear lube. You know, again, especially gear lube, if you happen to add a seal that started leaking or anything, you got water in there. If there's enough water in there, I've seen where they've cracked.
Where it's cracked that lower,
you know, because
the water all settles down at the bottom and then freezes. I got a friend that happened to him.
Yeah, and that's where, yes, he had a problem, but if he would have drained it out in the fall before...
He would have known
he had a problem.
Yeah, because the first thing that comes out when you pop that plug
out,
the water, right?
Yeah, water's heavier than oil.
And that water comes out and you go, uh-oh.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see it. That's why they're not doing
right,
it.
Right. You know, and if you do change your own engine oil, you shouldn't be putting car oil in it. There is a reason there is marine oil, and yes, I'm sorry it costs more money.
What's the marine oil do for us?
It has got additives in it, and that for, like, particularly for moisture. And you got to remember, your newer stuff now has got catalytic converters and all that, but like your older stuff, they don't burn as efficient. But you've got, you know, gas that gets in the oil, and it's just there's additives. Not to mention, for example, Merc Cruiser oil is a 2540, not a 1030, 530. Nowadays, some of these cars are 020 and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So they run a thicker oil because the tendency is your higher RPMs.
Also, the thicker oil helps to protect when you're at the higher RPMs.
Yep.
The motor you're running,
yep.
If you're hauling out, you're at $4,000.
Yeah, I mean, your cruising speed generally on a boat, most boats, you're over 3,000 RPMs. I mean, a lot of cruising, 3,000, 3,500, somewhere in there. Compared to a car going down the highway, when it gets into overdrive,
it kicks down to 1,700.
Yeah, I was going to say normally between 15 and 2, unless you're running a Gas Hog in 2,500 HD.
Who's got one of those?
Yeah. Yeah, 10 miles to the gallon, but anyway.
We just don't go down the highway.
Right, you know, that's why, you know, I'm not saying you can't run a car oil, but if you do, make sure you run the thicker stuff. But just be aware of, you know, and then like Volvo Penta's been running for years, they actually run a straight 30 synthetic is what they've been wanting in them.
Really?
Yeah.
Just straight 30 synthetic oil?
Yeah, have fun trying to find that at an auto parts store.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't find that very
No.
Good. You got it, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's at the corner of 88th and Riley.
Which is finally open. They actually paved it last night.
Did they really?
Yeah, and it's even got stripes today.
No way.
Yep.
Wow. Paved it last night, striped it today. That's awesome.
After all summer.
Yeah, it has been all summer, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, the corner there got confusing, and then they put the light up there.
Yeah, that's still blinking. I'm sure it won't be long on that.
It won't be long, and they'll make it so it's got a regular cycle to it and so on.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's... There's construction everywhere.
Yep.
We have two seasons, winter and construction in Michigan.
That's about it. So.
But if we're out there, we got our boat out there and we're having fun and everything else, that's great. But we have to remember that we need to get it winterized before the cold weather comes, and those winterizing tips are real crucial items, especially if you're going to do it by yourself. But Dave's always there, ready to take care of you when you need it. And he's got a lot of great info, great suggestions, facts. Got a lot of facts. I always like to listen to the facts because, I'm kind of one of those do-it-yourselfers, so I want to know, why do we do that?
That happened to be something with the background of being a teacher?
Probably.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
Yep.
Anyway, are you thinking of food plots? The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They carry over 40 different seeds for your wildlife food plots, plus many pre-mixed, pre-bagged food plot blends like G2, Northern Edge, and Tecomate, just to mention a few. The Farmers Co-op also has a full line of bagged fertilizers, including Triple 12 and 19, 624-24 potash and urea for your food plot growing needs. Check out the Farmers Co-op for minerals and attractants, too. They've got Lucky Buck, BB2, Appalicious, and carrots and sugar beets in season. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow knocking, gun cocking, fish hooking, flag waving, stand up and sing God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. We're back, but we're pre-recorded today, so hold your calls. Usually we let the music play for a little while, but we'll let Chris fade that out while we're talking.
Okay.
Whew, I had to do that in one breath. I should have taken a breath in the middle.
Yeah, that one still amazes me that you don't screw that up.
that's the only one I don't screw up. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yep.
Anyhow, so if we're working with our stern drives and... Let's just say recommended, we change the oil in the engine, and we want to talk using that 25.
Well, yeah, I mean that
2540.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's what Mercury's is. And then what I'd said, like Volvopen wants a straight 30 synthetic,
okay.
And they started that early 2000s. There's some, I know for years, Inboard's Crusader ran straight 30 or 40. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is you shouldn't be using the 1030s and the,
right.
5W30s. Really, that's the two.
A marine motor oil is going to be better in the end.
Yeah.
Cheap insurance, like you said, insurance, than to go with using the car. The automotive oil, because the automotives, sure, it rains, but they're not in the water all the time.
Right.
So if it's recommended to change that oil in the fall, getting any
impurities
out, right?
Yep.
Okay. And it makes it easier to get going in the spring.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what you find out, All of a sudden, it's a nice day, and you want to get out there, and there you sit. Well, I really should change your oil first, and I should do this, and
let's just skip it.
Oops. Yeah.
And then the lower end, or the outdrive, we want to get that gear oil changed in there.
Yep.
And if we see water come out first, then we know we should probably be going to somebody to find out where the problem is.
Yep.
Not just change the oil and say, we'll wait, and when we get water in there again, we'll do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
That can cause some real damage, right?
That can cause some big time. Water is not a very good lubricant. It'll do it for a little bit, but not real long.
I'm pretty sure it removes lubricants.
Yeah, it does.
The
from that standpoint too, the manufacturers will tell you once a season or every 100 hours, basically is what they do. You know, whether it's oil, changing the oil, changing the gear lube, pulling the drive to check the alignment, and
that's your alignment from your upper to your lower.
Nope, that's where your shaft of your lower unit goes into the back of the engine.
Oh, okay, where it makes that connection to the engine.
And if the alignment goes out, you can start wearing couplers. And
braking couplers?
Yeah, usually it'll take the teeth out, and then you sit there and don't move. And, it's kind of like...
that's when you put the orange flag up.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Get me.
Another instance would be like, with some of these... They still make them, but these props for years had the rubber hub, and if the rubber hub and the prop spun, you couldn't move.
Yep.
Well, your coupler's kind of the same way, only what happens normally... Once in a great while, you get one where actually the rubber let go in the housing. But normally, if the splines don't get serviced regularly or it gets out of alignment, you'll wear them splines out, and then all of a sudden they get thin enough, and you'll stop going.
Is that something you check that all out, or you service
when you pull the lower unit? Then that's part of the job, is to check that.
Okay. I mean, is that part of what you do at Advantage for a winterizing job? You check all
that? Yeah, like I said, the manufacturers recommend once a season every 100 hours, depending on how many hours you put on the stuff. Uh-huh. If you're a recreational boater, let's be honest, 30 to 40 hours is a good summer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where, for most lower units, every other year. Do it every other year rather than every year.
Okay.
And that goes from... other people and been doing it longer than me.
So somebody comes in and says, Dave, I want you to winterize my boat. When you give them a quote on the winterizing, you include that, or you
usually
ask
questions.
And before
you had it done?
Uh-huh.
How many hours do you think you put on it? Because we do offer different packages, whether it's just a basic winterize, because some people didn't use a boat, maybe only put 5-10 hours on it, and the oil look. I mean, even if we do a basic winterize, we still go through, check the fluids.
Check everything out.
Yeah, and if a belt's loose, tighten it.
Yep.
Clean the flame arrestor, which if you get pulled over by the Coast Guard, they like to feel around down under there and make sure your flame arrestor is clean, the part that sits on top of the carburetors.
Yeah. They're not interested in spraying those boats while they're burning on the water, huh?
No.
They don't have a spray boat. Ottawa County Sheriff's got one of those.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they do. So it's still kind of stuff like that. We still kind of check them over on a basic, and then we've got a winterize and an oil change.
Okay.
Again, we still check the gear lube. Now, a lot of the newer stuff has a reservoir inside that feeds to it.
Okay.
A lot of times we look at that, but if not, otherwise we usually pull like the top plug to make sure it's still full.
Okay.
And that way you can usually see if it's dark colored or not, if it looks good and clean. And then really the main other one is then you do the complete, and that's when you service the drive, change the gear lube, and you pull it, check alignment. A lot of your older ones have grease circs on the U-joints, and that's the only way you can grease them is by pulling it. Now, Mercury started out back in the 90s putting grease circs on the back of the coupler, but the way a lot of the boats are designed, you can't get back there to get them grease circs anyway, so that's how you, along with checking the alignment, that's how you grease the splines.
Okay.
And
I should probably have all my grease circs are on the outside. Mine's an 84, but it's on
the outside. You've got them on the U-joints.
I should have you check that out.
Yeah, you should once, because I think you've had that a couple of years, and I'm sure it hasn't been off.
Nope, it hasn't. But see, then you're going to charge me more because I'm going to sit and watch.
Yeah, we charge double when you watch now.
I thought it was double when you help. 1.5 okay. when you watch.
Okay. I can live with that. You know, but
I can't help myself.
Yeah. But, you know, make sure you stabilize the gas.
Oh, definitely.
For long-term storage. I mean, we talked, like, this spring when I was into it, we talked about, with the ethanol gas, running a good additive while during the summer and that. And that's where, you know, like I talked before with Mercury has, being a Mercury dealer, we got what's called quick care, you know. And that's for the ethanol, bottle number one. But they've also got a quick store. Or you've got Stable out there. Startron's got a good one. You know, for you know, you still want to use something different for long-term storage. Basically, what you're doing, because like Stable, Startron talks about if you during the summer to run it at a little bit thinner dose and then increase it for the winter for long-term storage.
Okay.
So you know, make sure you do that. And if you do that. Again, make sure you run it long enough that it's actually into the carburetors or fuel injected, that it, you know.
So it helps to protect from the varnishing effect inside the carburetor.
Yep. Don't just shut the engine off and dump the stuff in. Now, yeah, that's treating the tank, but you still
Yeah. Doesn't help the rest of the
motor. No, it don't. And that's really a key. The key item on particularly four strokes, these little ones that have carburetors, and some of the older four strokes that have carburetors, because they have issues. And we've seen it from a lack of use and plugging up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they've, well, I don't think, I know they run smaller orifices in them compared to a two stroke that's running a gas and oil mixture. So we've seen a lot of problems with. I'll say a little bit older four-stroke carbureted outboards because they set and they don't get treated properly. You know, and I'm not going to tell you that you need to drain the oil, the gas out of the carbs. I'm not going to tell you that you need to leave them in. We normally kind of leave them in, and that's barely based off what I've been told at Merck School. You know, Merck School does not tell us to drain the carbs.
Now, with the four-stroke outboards, should we be looking at doing things similar to
the stern drive? Yep, because you've got engine oil.
Okay. So that's going to be a little bit different than when we move over to the two strokes.
Right. You know, two strokes, all you got for oil is two stroke oil, which doesn't go bad.
It's what's in your gas when you mix it.
Yep, or you got it sitting in a tank because you got oil pumps on them. You know, you got lower unit.
Oh, the injected two-stroke. Gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Had a snowmobile like that once.
Yeah.
So did a friend of mine. His injector quit working.
Yeah.
And his snowmobile quit working.
Yeah, they don't run real long on a lack of oil. There again, gas is not a great lubricant.
No. No, it is a petroleum product.
Yeah, but it does not lubricate.
It kinda lubricates like, better than ethanol.
True. True.
We see these, you know, we've been telling people for a couple of years now about the ethanol and the gas gathering the water and so on. And now we're starting to see commercials on television about how it's worse for wear on your your engine and so on.
I guess put a real quick plug in. I mean, I noticed there's the BP gas station on Lakewood has now got a sign out. They have ethanol-free gas. It says, I think it says boat and RV.
Really?
Yes, it costs you a little more, but you can get it on land. And along with that, the Turco gas station up in Port Sheldon, I know, has a separate pump that is ethanol-free.
So, well, that's kind of nice.
So you can get it on land without having to get it by water.
Well, now you
don't
have to go ask those places to support the outdoor.
I know.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland and ask about the storage options at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, where we aim for safety. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Contact Tom Medendorp at 616-218-7328. Upcoming classes are scheduled. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. 616-218-7328. We're back, but we're pre-recorded today, so hold your calls. If you might have some curiosities about what we were talking about earlier, you can go to WHTC.com, go over to media, down to podcast, scroll down to the Outdoor Show, and voila, we've got the recorded program on the web or on your computer where you can check it out, listen to it. I'm here with Dave Lommer from Advantage Marine in Zeeland. And you know what I found interesting at AdvantageMarineRepair.com, right? Did I say that right? Is it AdvantageMarineRepair.com? Yep. AdvantageMarineRepair.com, you got the Grand Haven location, which I never really thought about. I mean, I noticed it was after the spring show that I was looking at that. And your son's up there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's a family business. We like family business.
Yeah. Yep.
Family businesses always take care of people a little bit better than if it's not.
We try. I mean,
that's what I think anyway. I'm kind of, you know, I'm that guy who likes to watch you do the repair so I know what to do next time. Anyway, we've been talking about winterizing your boat, and I know it's only Labor Day weekend. We are pre-recorded, so we were watching the sunshine, and we don't know if the sun's shining now or if it's raining. But hey, whatever the weather brings is what the weather brings, and we go with it. Hopefully Dave is catching some salmon right now while we're talking to you on the air here. And hopefully I'm enjoying the weekend getting my honeydew projects done. Actually, they're my own projects. I just haven't finished them. Got to get these things done. You know, school starts.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to believe. Where'd the summer go?
That's what I said. This past week, we had we prepped for the kids all week, you know, at school. And it's like, where did the summer go? It just disappeared this year. The growing season for blueberries, you know, because I run them to Wisconsin and everything, started out, and then it, like, stunted because of the cooler weather, and then all of a sudden took off again.
Okay.
So it was kind of a get going, slow down, and get going again.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it was over. Just that quick. It was, I'm not coming back next week. You know, I hope we got enough blueberries this week.
Well, at least you go visit Wisconsin when the sunshine is warm.
This is true. It was warmer over there for the most part. But then again, it's colder in the wintertime. Keep that in mind.
You don't have to tell me about that because that's where Merck School, the closest Mercury School is.
Oh, do you go to Wisconsin for that?
Yeah. Too many times.
In the winter?
Yeah. I have
like
experienced 20 below.
Over there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't run 15-40 in your vehicle. When it's that cold, it don't want to start. Talk about thicker oil and why you don't run thicker oil in your vehicles.
Well, that's got to not give that up. Thicker oil in the boat, thinner oil in the car.
We keep looking at Florida, but they don't offer all the courses there.
Oh, they got a school in Florida.
Well, they are in, and that's where Eric went, was Marine Mechanics Institute, MMI, in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And they're in there also. But they offer basically the basic courses, and whereas Eric and I are both dual certified, stern drive and outboard, so we're into the more advanced courses, you might say.
Yep.
They don't offer them down there.
Really?
No.
They offer them in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah.
But they don't offer them in Florida.
Yeah. Hmm. And let's face it, Suwannee, Georgia's not far enough south in the wintertime. Then you might as well put up with 5 hours on the road and get to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Trying to think of, there's a Culver's commercial where they thank the people in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Been there, done that.
I don't know. I like Wisconsin, but I thoroughly enjoy our state of Michigan.
Yeah. All I know is that lake is real nice in the winter because it keeps us warmer.
It does. It does definitely keep us warmer. Anyhow, if we go from our stern drives to our four cycle outboards, we had no difference in the oil change, but we had differences in our winterizing water wise, because that drains, correct?
Yeah, they will drain. You know, the only thing, and I don't think it matters, I always tell people just to store them in the down position. You know, if they raise them up, trail them, go down.
Park it, bring them.
I would bring it down, just in the down position. But yeah, the only thing I'm aware of, and I'm not a Yamaha dealer, but I have heard there's a flush on some of the bigger four strokes.
Okay.
I think you might want to take that cap off. I've heard that water has trapped in there. Not that it cracks a block or anything.
Okay.
But I'm not, like I said, I'm not a Yamaha dealer, so I'm not really the person to say it 100%. But that's really about the only one I've ever heard of.
That does that.
That you got, okay, maybe you got to do this one little extra step to get water drain out of here. And I've seen it on them, you know, because we've worked on them. In winterize, there's a cap where you could actually screw a hose in. I think you just got to unscrew that and just make sure water drains is out of there.
There's two ways that I've heard of doing the winterizing or flushing with antifreeze, however you want to call it. One is to put like 6 gallons of antifreeze in and then run it through the engine so it goes through that way. The other is to pull all the frost plugs. Right.
Again, you pull the drain plugs like we talked about. If there's trapped sand and you don't clean it out.
Uh-huh.
And years ago, I actually had somebody that cracked the corner of his block because sand had trapped water in there, and that's how he did it.
Bugger.
You know, for us.
And that's from those flappers in the exhaust?
No. Gotten into sand, sucked it up through, and it got it deposited into
right
the
engine. Through his pump.
Yeah, into the engine, you know, a stern drive. But for us, we've got a pump set up, a tank, and we run antifreeze through. We actually run it through the lower unit.
Okay.
And that's how we do it. I've seen, well, there again, I know somebody else that bought a boat with a, he bought it last fall. The guy says, I can winterize it. Did the little tank, which you can see at West Marines, a little tank set on your platform with a hose going down.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, that didn't work so well for him. I know there's people that do that.
Oh, man.
You know, like I said, I'm too far. I mean, I've had people say, well, why don't you just drain the block for me?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then you don't have to pay, then I'll pay for the antifreeze. From my liability, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to put antifreeze in it.
And you pump it through.
Pump it through, make sure the thermostat's open, and we got a refractor meter, so we check what's coming out of the exhaust once we know it's up to temp.
Okay.
Again, you know, I know there's different ways to do it at your house, and I just, you know, that's the way we do it.
But the way you do it ensures that you're not going to have that problem.
Right.
Plus, well, heck, if it does happen.
Yeah.
And then you're going, wait a minute.
Well, and
that's that cheap insurance.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. In all the years that I've done it, you know, I've never...
Yep.
Never cracked a block, so I must be doing something halfway right.
Must be doing something right. There you go. What kind of other things? Okay, so we take care of the oil in the engine, the oil in the lower unit. We take care of winterizing with the antifreeze. What kind of other things should people do with their boat before they put it away?
Well, one thing, you know, we talked about maybe it's raining right now.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to put a boat away, especially in cold storage, wet. You know, if it gets wet on the inside, you're liable.
That's all sitting down in the hull, then. Right?
Yep. Let's face it. You know, boats have wood in it. The newer stuff don't, but you know, a lot of them have wood. They run fiberglass over it, encapsulate it.
Yep.
Water finds its way.
Oh yeah, I got a friend who's got a weak. Hull is weakened because the wood rot
water,
is inside there.
Water finds its way into it, so you're best off if something's wet, get it dried out. You know, because the other thing is, if you pull them away wet, you're liable to end up with mold, mildew when you haul it out in the spring,
stuff.
And that's nasty.
I don't like that stuff.
No, you know, and that's where. I know it's hard, and I know canvas is not cheap this day and age.
Right.
But really, especially the boats. It's one thing the boat sits in a garage.
Right.
But the boat's sitting outside all summer long, and that get something good on it to
cover it
up.
Keep it.
To try and keep things dry. And if, you know, hey, I love to ski much as the next guy, and you're getting in the boat wet, and things are going to get wet. Yep. Make sure you dry it out when you're done. Don't necessarily cover up and set it up alongside the house. Maybe you got to cover up overnight. They're talking rain, but first sunny, warm day, uncover it so it dries out.
I always pull the cover off to dry it out on the inside. I want to make sure it stays dry. And then before I put the boat away, I also put those moisture gathering things.
Yeah, there's I know it's a name brand, but there's a damp rid, for instance. They've also
I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, there's also, you can buy these things you can hang in there. In there for mildew. And
I like to make sure the cushions in the cuddy are going to stay, you know, dried out, not gather moisture. But then I oil down all my wood.
Well, yeah, if you got your teak oil and that.
Because in the winter it gets so dry.
Yep.
And we're saying make sure it's dry. It gets dry. But I like to oil the wood down so it doesn't get cracked and stuff from getting too dry during the winter months. But anyhow, well, Dave, I think, you know, we covered quite a bit about the winterizing and so on, and hopefully everybody's paying attention to what we're saying. And if anybody missed it, again, WHTC.com, go there and get the recorded program. And I thank you for coming in and recording the show with me.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your sponsorship, and you're giving us a lot of good information for our listeners every spring, every fall. You take care of us. Make sure everybody knows. Yep. We want to make sure that everybody can enjoy their boating time when it comes to it, and they're not worried about the thing being busted.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave, and we will talk to you all soon. Remember our sponsors, and when you use their services, tell them you heard it on The Outdoor Show. Thank you for listening and participating in this week's edition of The Outdoor Show. We'll be back again next week at the same time and on the same station right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station.